This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strike that we've been talking about, and that means supply chain woes. Already I can see that people are panicked because I see some toilet paper shortages out there. I am not spreading rumors or suggesting you run right now as you listen to my voice to the 24-hour Walmart or wherever to grab up all the toilet paper, but I think we're going to see some problems with certain goods that would mostly be transported by railroad and their, you know, railways, which there are a lot of those, unless there is somehow a miracle that happens before Friday. But it's not looking as good as I thought it was looking. According to some pretty decent sources, there are two major railroads that are not moving and not budging on this. And their conductors and engineers say, we screw you. I don't know how to sugarcoat that. We want our sick time, and we don't want points against us. And so there's a real push-pull, and that's what it has to do with the absentee policy, not so much the money. So good evening. That's where we start. And good morning. Kate Delaney here. You know how we roll, right? Always going down different tracks. But it's the things that affect you and affect me. And that is definitely one of them. Amtrak is just in a panic mode from everything that I understand there, knowing lots of people that use the Northeast Corridor to go to various areas out of a major Amtrak hub. So just let me give you some of the strokes on this. The transit system across the country is definitely on the edge because of the fear of this rail worker strike. So you got to make preparations because it could affect hundreds of thousands of customers too. You know, the Amtrak doing the long distance hauls, some of the state supported trains, they're going to have some problems too. They're going to have disruptions. So I want you to think about this for a second. A lot of you listening to me might live in a rural area. Lucky you. You might live in a suburb, you might live in the Midwest, you might be living in New Orleans, Portland, on the West Coast, on other parts of the, in other parts of the Southeast and in the East. I mean, you get it, right? We just look at a map. But there are people listening in Washington, Chicago, especially, and they're going to feel it in those metropolitan areas. And guess what? I just got something right before I went on the air that, hey, don't rule out L.A. because we're going to feel some of this disruption, too, in L.A. So it is going to be felt by people all around the United States. Amtrak canceled service on all of its long-distance routes, all of them, starting on Thursday. So we're on Thursday. A daily trip in each direction. Gone. Done. And that's 24 and 28 trains that were not going to operate. The service is suspended. They're suspending some of the state-funded routes, too. Like there's popular service between Washington and Virginia. Lots of people take that. In the Pacific Northwest, a lot of people take Amtrak there, so they're not going to be able to do that. The heart of this whole thing is, and I've talked about this now for the last couple of days mostly, it involves workers for these two private railroads that host these VRE trains, CSX and Norfolk Southern. And it has resulted in the suspension of all the service, all of it. So several commuter rail agencies and most of the Amtrak routes operate on tracks owned by freight railroads whose workers are threatening to strike. There's part of the tie there. So grain shipments would be stopped, passenger trains stopped. That would be all part of it. The Association of American Railroads is estimating a shutdown would cost the economy about $2 billion a day. Not a week, a day. And it could stop, you know, basically they would sit there idle, 7,000 trains. So that means product shortages, manufacturing shutdowns, job losses, disruptions to hundreds of thousands of customers. That's where it all reaches, and it reaches and touches a lot of us. Also, hundreds of Amtrak passengers had to change or cancel plans because they know they're going to get stuck on this. And the D.C. to Boston area, for example, go to D.C. to Boston. That's one of the busiest. Normally, totally unaffected by a strike because Amtrak owns the tracks. But they say there's more cancellations that'll happen on these state-funded short-haul services that run on freight lines. So Amtrak operates most of its 21,000 route miles on tracks they own, but they're also maintained and dispatched by freight railroads, so they're stuck. And these are some of the things that we've been talking about. So the Midwest, Michigan, you get hit with that. Illinois, you get hit with that. Southern California, you get hit with it. North Carolina. So it really has spread to more than just the Northeast. So there's going to be a lot of frustration over this because of the what's being carried. So passengers or product or whatever it is, unless there is some minor miracle as to what, you know, it's coming down to the wire, basically. If this all happens, which it really looks like they're not going to have anything that's going to come to pass that's going to stop this. So this is a big one that affects, so many people. And it's wild because, you know, the whole do you hate the unions, do you like the unions thing that we've experienced in this country in the last couple of decades, 68%, Gallup just did a poll, 68% approve of labor unions. That's the highest since 1965. But labor union membership is 9% of U.S. adults, which I think is low, 9%. But now there are others, because of what we're seeing in the workforce, that say, bring it on. Bring it on. All right, speaking of bringing it on, coming up in this hour, we're going to go to the mailbag. In fact, in our next segment, we're going to talk to a man who, as a young boy, escaped Cuba with his family, had Che Guevara actually hold a gun to his father's head, where as a kid he had no idea what was happening with his father and what was going to happen. Imagine how scary that is. And then he talks about going back to Cuba. I can't wait to introduce you to him. He's coming up this hour. Also, if you are somebody who suffers from allergies, I never ever had them until maybe 2 years ago. It's not awful because I nip it in the bud right away. Well, there's some tricks and tips and things that you can do. We're talking to one of the biggest allergists in the country, Dr. Ogden, about some of the things that you can do to head off those problems, because, you know, it really starts to happen for a lot of people in the fall because of ragweed and whatever it is in your area. One of the things that she suggests is taking your shoes off every time when you come in the house and getting a shower and washing all your clothes. I think that's a great suggestion, and you'll see and hear it actually in our conversation. But I don't know too many people that would go through that, even if it would really help them, because, I mean, that means you're constantly running that wash, right? Unless you put your sweats out and you just have them and you're ready to jump into them, maybe it wouldn't be quite that bad. All right, coming up, we're hitting the mailbag. Your thoughts next.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Ah, yes, once again, overwhelming amounts of mail, so let's dive right into it. This one is from Tom, who says, hi, Kate. Boy, talking about that rail strike, that affects my brother, who's an engineer, and he's told me about some of the nonsense that they've had to deal with. Mostly, it's a control issue about time off, and questioning and having this bizarre points system. I think you talked about it a little bit the other day. So because you were talking about it, I actually reached out to him to make sure and get some clarification for myself, thinking, wow, that just seems so odd to me that this would be the sticking point. But then again, maybe it's not, because it's often about time off and not just the financial side of it, getting a bump in whatever position that you're holding. It truly is about the way the system is, and they don't like it. So this is what unions are for. And in his case, the union is working for him, which I think is a very good thing, but it's disastrous for the rest of us, because there's more than you think and know product-wise that gets delivered by rail in this country. You know, you're completely right about that, Tom. Thanks. I'm glad you were listening and reached out to him. And, you know, if you think about, people talk about trucks, people talk about other ways products are moved by freight. Remember, we still see what's happening with freight ports coming in, the whole thing during the pandemic. And rail is still very, big and very effective, right? And you just have to put it in perspective. When was the last time this happened? 30 years ago was the last time that any kind of freight rail workers walked off the job. You know, and you know what happened then is that everything was just ground to a halt. I mean, forget Amtrak. Forget freight lines just completely canceled. And so Congress jumped right into the middle of it to do something, to come up with a, you know, to impose a settlement. Like, you had to do it. It's a disaster. So now what happens? I mean, here we are. The work stoppage is looming. You know, you're talking about 125,000 all totaled freight rail employees. And this is a big crisis. And it also shows, I think, and illustrates to all of us what the economic reality of that is. Supply chain woes. How many people have we had on the show talking about that? I'll say it again. Supply chain woes. And then the inflation that we're dealing with. So it's a, this is a big power game here. And it has the potential to absolutely hit every single one of us. Every single one of us. You know, every single one. So two big unions threatening to strike with these grievances that they've had for a while. And it, you know, what Tom said and what I've talked about is right. This disciplinary system they have with these penalties on the employees who call in sick or go to doctor's appointments in this really bizarre, tight labor market, of course the workers know, say, you know what, it's us. We got next. So if we don't like it, then we don't like these working conditions, we don't like the labor rules, you bet. Let's go for it. And I'm sure that's exactly what happened. All right, move on to another one from Ginny. And Ginny says, hi, Kate Delaney. I was listening to your Nail the Score the other day, and I get a chuckle out of it. I like that guy, Pete, that called in. He had some funny lines. And I think it's interesting to look at the NFL season this year because I think parody is probably more on the menu now than in the past. I'm not a huge sports fan, but I am a giant NFL fan. I used to watch the games with my dad in Michigan, and we liked college and also pro, so I pay attention to it. I'm in fact in a couple of fantasy leagues, and I don't know, I wondered what you thought. Do you think that there's truly is parity? Yeah, you nailed it. You know, the days of the dynasties are gone, and part of that is because of what happened with salaries, what happened with the salary cap. And injuries always play a part anyway. Let's face it, huge, huge part. Because if I look at the sea of teams now, I mean, what do you think? You could throw out the big names that have been there. The Chiefs with the Buccaneers go back. Really, are we going to see the Rams back? Packers, Aaron Rodgers gets it together. I don't know. It is wide open. There is, at least now in the first couple games anyways we watch, we can start to chart this. I would say the Chiefs would be definite contenders. Absolutely. I think Pat Mahomes and I think the Chiefs in general are hungry to make it happen. But hey, the Vikings, could they be for real? If Kirk Cousins gets enough protection, I mean, maybe, you know, maybe it's going to be exciting. That's for sure. Very interesting that you're in a couple of those fantasy leagues. I think it's hard to keep up with when you have a couple of leagues, all those players, all the moves that you have to make. This one's from Jax, who says, Kate, I am so tired of Putin and his situation with dumping on the Ukraine and the worry and the consternation he's caused for the rest of the world now with this whole heating oil thing. It really, he really is somebody who just needs to go away, and I don't understand why in his own world there aren't Russians who would rather see him be gone than be in power. Well, if we're talking just about in general the people, remember state-run media, what do you think they're getting their information from? that. So he's controlling the information flow. What do they actually know? And then ask for somebody taking him out. If it's fruitful for him to be in for the people that are around him, they don't care. Is there anybody among the base of people that are in the Kremlin, I'll say, that have their own ideas for the future of Russia and what's happened in the Ukraine? I'm sure there is. But would they dare step out and take some sort of action? You know, we've seen people fall out of windows. We've seen people be, oh, that's right, accidentally poisoned. So, I don't know. Maybe the answer to that is no. Right. A big reminder, you can send me your thoughts day or night, as you can see, on anything. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. All right. And this one comes to us from Michael, and he says, Kate, I am a huge fan of the Royals. I don't know why, but because my mother, I think, was so into it, you know, as much as my brothers and I played football and did all the macho required things that boys would do, I guess to humor her, we would pay attention to whatever the gossip was from Buckingham Palace. And I think I had a crush on Princess Di anyway. But do you think the funeral, which is going to be attended, and you talked about this the other day, by so many dignitaries, do you think the funeral is going to be really watched in the United States? Oh, do I think so? You just gave me a great example of that. Yes. In fact, I saw a prediction that there may be over 4 billion viewers at this ceremony at Westminster Abbey. The biggest that would be the biggest live event on TV if that many people around the globe watch. I mean, look, laid to rest Monday the 19th. 10 days after she died on September 9th. So I think it will be staggering. And if you wanted to compare it to something, it would break the previous record of 3.5 billion who watched Muhammad Ali open the Atlanta Olympics back in 1996. You remember that? And I think that certainly that people in Europe, obviously people in the UK, but I think people in the United States, too, will be watching, because iconic, interesting, you know, the whole pageantry, the generations of people that it spans, it's that's the reason why. The interest would be, I think, really, really high. You know, obviously, like I said, in the UK, people lining up for so long just to be able to go by and get a glimpse of the Queen and pay their respects. Imagine what the funeral will be like. We'll see. We'll be talking about it. Thanks for that. KateDelaneyRadio.com. That's where you flip them to me. Coming up next, A Man and a Dream in Cuba.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden has announced his administration is kicking off plans to expand electric vehicle charging infrastructure by announcing funding for 35 states to build their own charging stations.
I signed into law the Inflation Reduction Act. It gives tax credits to new electric vehicles, fuel cell vehicles, made in America. And for the first time, you get a tax credit if you buy a used electric vehicle. That's all coming.
Biden traveled to Michigan, one of the states set to receive the first round of funding, to visit the Detroit Auto Show. The visit is part of Biden's agenda to accelerate electrical vehicle production and wean off fossil fuels for the benefits of the environment and to become less reliant on oil imports. This is USA Radio News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Mario Cartega joins us. His book is called Journey Back into the Vault, In Search of My Faded Cuban Childhood Footprints. Boy, we've been talking about Cuba a lot lately. His book is so, so powerful, and he's just led such an interesting life. Mario, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having you on your show. It's really an honor.
So tell me about going back into the vault and pulling this all together. What was that journey like for you?
I went back to Cuba trying to find my childhood. It got to the point that in my architectural career, I received so many honors and so many wonderful things, but there was always a little nagging feeling, and I finally realized it, that what was missing is me trying to understand how I got from there to here, how I got from, you know, my life as a child to being the kind of architect that I became, and the kind of rewards that I was getting, and watching Obama, President Obama, when he traveled to Cuba in 2016, and watching him start his speech to the Cuban and American people, quoting Cuban patriot Jose Martí's humane offering of peace and friendship to friends and enemy alike during the Civil War against Spain 150 years ago, got to me. And I began to think, if an American president can go to Cuba and offer peace and friendship and a new beginning, why can't I? And that's when I made my decision to finally go back and try to find my roots. What I realized after it was all over is that I went trying to find out who I was. And what I discovered is that all those memories were within me. Just that the stimulus brought me back into a vault I never knew existed, that I had built inside myself to protect me from all of the pain and the hardships and the fears of having to leave a country in 1916 and starting a new life in a new country as a 9-year-old boy, having to remake your identity, having to remake yourself into an American.
Wow, and I'm just, you know, thinking about this, and I'm sure other people are too, as well, as you said, the pain, the hardship, the fears, and just burying all of that. You did have outrageous success in the, and still do, in the United States, you know, where you took that course of being an architect and focused so much on that. Do you think, in a way, though, those Cuban roots were flourishing inside you and were also helping you with what you were doing as your profession, in your life, what your life's work was?
Absolutely. I've watched the last 60 years, and 60 is a word you say real quick, but when you think of what 60 years is, it's quite a long time. But I've watched the last 60 years how my life developed, and I thank my father and mother for making the decision to bring us here. I retired from my architectural practice in April of this year. I had already started to write Journey Back into the Vault, and I'm now writing my second book, and I hope to write a trilogy by the time that it's all done. But at my retirement party, I said that every design I have ever done, every success I have ever experienced, every reward that has been given to me, and for those who are listening out there, I am that very fortunate American whose life, whose success, whose national and international awards that he received was read into the House of Representatives, forever becoming a part of the congressional record of the United States, and saved into the Library of Congress. It's a tremendous honor, right? But I talked about that in my retirement as well. And I said that that as well has always been because of my dedication to proving my parents right in coming to this country. They took a huge gamble, and they left behind everything they knew, the family, the house, our possessions, our friends, our past, our identity, our language, our culture. They left all that behind. They came here so that their son could grow up in a free society and be able to succeed with the opportunities that America gives you. So, yes, I think that part of my immigration into the United States and what my parents did for me has always propelled me.
What do you think people don't know about Cuba? What would you like them to know, especially since you journeyed back?
Well, the Cuba of 1960, which is the Cuba that I had to leave, was a Cuba in tremendous chaos. A new revolution had just succeeded, and the revolutionaries that took over were extremely cruel. We had to leave because my dad was warned that his future safety in the island was no longer guaranteed. I went back. I went back with all that trauma of why we had to leave. I mean, the infamous Che Guevara held a gun to my father's head while he told him that. And that's because he would not give him his accounting ledgers, but the properties of his American clients. My dad was an accountant, and he did all the accounting for American companies like Frigidaire and Sylvania and General Electric, Emerson, and others. And in those ledgers, he had all the properties that he owned throughout the island. And Castro wanted to know where they were. He named Guevara as the head of the Cuban bank in charge of the confiscation of American properties. And when they came to my father's office for him to give him that information, my father said no. But you didn't say no to Che Guevara back then. And he was placed in detention. And that's when they brought it. They brought him to Guevara. And Guevara, in a fit of rage, put a gun to his head and said, "You better give me those ledgers." And my father did comply.
Wow.
He had two small kids, including me, and he did comply, right?
Yeah.
But those are things that I remember.
Wow.
When they happened.
Wow.
And all
wow.
the fear in my house. And is my dad alive? Is he not alive? That was Cuba in 1960. That's not Cuba today. When I went back, what I realized is that the government, even though it is not a democratic government, is much more hands-off than they used to be, right? But the people, that's where the beauty of Cuba is, in its people. The people have had to survive in a country that is in itself a vault, a country where they've had nothing but economic problems. It's hard to sometimes find food. It's hard to find building supplies. It's hard to live. They have a word. When you say, "Good morning, how are you doing?" the answer that you get from the majority of Cubans is surviving. It's what they get up every morning trying to do, is to find food for that day. So they've learned to help each other. They've learned to assist each other, and they live like a community. And I was accepted as a returning Cuban American, as if I was just one of them. After all those years, you have to understand, I left in 1960. I did not go back for 56 years. So I had no idea what I was going to find. And what I found was a country of beautiful, helpful people that would help you because they wanted to bond with you, still with a government that was a dictatorship.
Wow. Says it all. Mario Cartea, thank you so much again. In Search of My Faded Cuban Childhood Footprints, Journey Back into the Vault. Thanks for joining us on the show. You can pick up the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever great books are sold.
You're very welcome.
Seriously, this story is fascinating to me. He takes you back, like he said, what was it like? Just imagine, as he says in his book, the turbulent winds of change that went over Cuba in 1959 and the decision that his family had to make in coming to the United States. Very, very well done. Get this book. It's terrific.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
About this, I had no idea I had allergies, and then last fall, all of a sudden, they went haywire, and boy, I was like in panic mode because I didn't know what to do. So I am so pleased as we get ready for this next fall, which is allergy season, to be joined by a true specialist, an allergist and Zyrtec spokesperson, Dr. Nita Ogden. She'll be able to share those tips and tricks that I, for one, definitely need, and I know many of you need as well. Dr. Ogden, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me.
So actually, this is kind of a good question for you, I think, in the beginning. Like, I'm a healthy person, and I just didn't realize I had allergies. And what happened was I went for a colonoscopy, and I found out that there was allergies. So often, you know, when you sneeze or you start to have things happen, how do you know if it's allergies?
Yeah, so you can know you have allergies if you kind of have those classic symptoms, itchy, watery eyes, scratchy throat, nasal congestion, sneezing, and they sort of appear, you know, year after year, especially around certain seasons, like we're talking about the fall allergy season.
Yeah. And when we get to the fall, how can we gear up for that? What do we need to do to get ready for the allergies really coming on?
Yeah, I really think it's important to know, first of all, that the fall allergy season is due to certain pollens, ragweed and weed pollen that goes from late summer into early fall. And then later, the mold allergy comes with falling leaves and branches. And the season actually is more intense and longer than ever because these warmer temperatures last into the fall now. So some great tips are, number one, know what you're allergic to and track those allergy pollen counts using an app. I recommend the Zyrtec Allergy Cast app. You can download it on your phone's app store, and it's really going to help you, again, track your local allergy pollen counts, whether you're at home or you're traveling. This helps you understand your allergies, manage your symptoms, and really be prepared for the day. And on those days when you have very high counts, I recommend that you do not spend prolonged time outdoors. Sometimes, though, it's inevitable. People exercise outside. So in that situation, I do recommend that people always have their allergy medication at hand. And for this, I recommend the over-the-counter brand Zyrtec. They've now come out with a dye-free chewable tablet. It's as effective as the liquid and tablet forms. It's powerful, lasting for 24 hours. It's convenient because you can take it on the go. You don't need water. And it's recommended for adults and children over the age of 2 to treat those classic symptoms that I was talking about, the sneezing, itchy, watery eyes, nasal congestion, to name a few. And you can find it in stores or online at mass retailers, at Amazon or your local grocery store. And the other thing is, when you come home, there's some great tips. You should leave your shoes at the door, change out of those clothes that have been outside and could be covered with pollens, take a shower, wash your hair, rinse out your eyes and your nose with a saline spray, again, to rid out that residue of allergens that may have come from the outside. And think about getting a HEPA-certified air purifier for your bedroom to filter out those allergens that may have drifted in from the outside. And the biggest thing is to be prepared with these kinds of steps early so that you can sort of tackle the season before it hits you.
Yeah, before it gets worse. And you mentioned it now with what's happening with the seasons, it's longer and trying to avoid being outside. That's a great tip about that app. In your experience, since you've been an allergist, does it seem like it's worse than ever? It seems like that to me.
Yeah, you know, it is. Allergy seasons, it's a well-documented sort of phenomenon right now. Because of a warmer planet, that the allergy seasons are worse. It's sort of optimal for plant growth, for pollen growth. So we really see these pollen counts soaring. So the allergy seasons are really getting worse, and they seem to be predicted to continue that way. So it's so, so important to be prepared.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you got us prepared. Dr. Nita Ogden, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
So with a couple of minutes left in this show, in this hour of this show anyway, a few things that have really pinged, I think, on the day. Obviously, so much is being talked about with Queen Elizabeth. I talked about the fact that 4 billion people around the world could watch the send-off, the funeral for Queen Elizabeth. It probably will happen. It'll be 11 a.m. UK time. So do the math. In the United States, if you're listening, you be getting up really early, making that special tea to watch. But there's, of course, going to be other things during the day, and obviously you can DVR it. But I think a lot of people will do that. I think they'll get up early and watch. It's kind of like when Prince Charles, when he was prince, married Diana, that had a lot of people really curious. No matter what time they got up in the United States, they were just crazy about it. So now, right now, Queen Elizabeth II lies in state until the 19th. Her coffin traveled Wednesday from Buckingham Palace in a procession with King Charles III, his siblings, Andrew, Edward, Anne, and the princesses, William and Harry, and now members of the public are able to view the coffin and the unprecedented numbers of people wishing to pay their respects. It's crazy. So people lined up for 30, 35 hours so they could be able to do that. They also think maybe 1 million people in the public will have a chance to go through and do that, or somewhere close to 1 million anyway. And, you know, the line to view Queen Elizabeth lying in state is 2.9 miles long. It ends near London bridge. That's the what they call the queue. They're tracking it. So it's not going to be 30 hours for everybody, but it's going to be pretty darn, you know, long. And how do you handle that kind of a crowd? You got to have like 1,000 people. That's what they have to have, 1,000 people to help people that are in the queue. So the Red Cross is involved, the Metropolitan Police, the Samaritans are involved, and they, you know, people say, look, they have, some have waited for 2 days, and that's it. They've waited for 2 days, and they want to do it, and that's why that no matter what, nothing was going to stop them. They were going to make sure that they're doing that. And of course, things are closed on the Queen's funeral day. The supermarkets, it's a bank holiday, and the focus is absolutely all on the send off for Queen Elizabeth II. I'll be curious what the numbers are actually from the United States as to how high they are, but I think they might be higher than some people believe. I mean, this is of interest. This absolutely is of interest. There's no doubt about it. In the meantime, R. Kelly. I watched the documentary on R. Kelly. I could barely stomach it, I have to tell you. You know, you listen to the music of R. Kelly, and then you see what now has happened, and you're like, wow. Sentenced to 30 years in prison. He was convicted of multiple child pornography charges at a Chicago federal trial and acquitted on some others. He was acquitted on one count each of conspiracy to obstruct justice and conspiracy to receive child pornography, 2 counts of receiving child pornography, too. But 3 of 5, he was convicted on 3 of 4 counts of production of child pornography. Think about that for a second. And 3 of 5 counts of enticement of a minor to engage in criminal sexual activity. The jurors on this case, because this just came down, deliberated on Wednesday, deliberated for about 10 hours. They listened to 3 weeks of testimony, including one woman who testified anonymously that Kelly sexually abused her and recorded the interactions when she was 14 years old. So then that goes to what he was convicted of. And there were 2 co-defendants, but they were acquitted of all the charges that they faced. One was a former accountant and business manager, so they were in the middle of that too, but they didn't receive anything. One of the witnesses in the trial was a 37-year-old woman who spoke in federal court under a pseudonym, Jane, they were calling her, and testified that he began engaging with her when she was, like I said, 14, and then 15 was having sex with her, and said that, you know, they had sex hundreds of times before she turned 18. So 30 years for R. Kelly. This is a Grammy award-winning dude who had romantic love songs that people couldn't get enough of. And I think the shock of it is kind of wore off for everybody. But there's no doubt he was a bad, bad, bad guy. And they finally nailed him. On that note, thanks for listening to the first hour of this show. And hats off to Nathan Reeder, our technical maestro. Great job as always.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.